escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday, so we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's presents Crab Fries for Heroes today for National French Friday. A portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Looking for one person in Philadelphia sports whose stock you're buying and one you're selling. And next question today is, what's your favorite thing about vacation? Before we get back to Stockwatch, of course, Paul George just keeps on podcasting.
Whether
we want him or not.
Yeah.
Now, he did have some nice things to say about both Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey before the draft. I don't think he talked about Edgecombe at all very much, but he did talk on Podcast P about what he saw so far with VJ Edgecombe. Here's what he had to say.
I thought he put it all out on display. He showed flashes of stardom. I love the poise and patience in the pick and roll. That's not something that comes natural, especially for young guys that aren't point guards. I saw him reading when to come off fast, kind of hesitant off of the pick and roll, getting downhill. He's got his little patent 1-2 spin turnaround jumper. It was just a lot of poisonous around him. I thought he had a great showing, like enough for Philly to shut him down the rest of the summer league.
Did you see him chirping a little bit? That was my favorite part.
He got the dog in him.
Worried about the wrong thing, the number three pick.
He got the dog in him. Watching him, it was like watching a young Jimmy. He moves like Jimmy, kind of has that mid-range tenacity. He's kind of got a lot of the Jimmy likeness to him, so he's definitely gonna be good.
Now, I don't know about poisonous as a word, but I've heard the Jimmy Butler comparison a few different times. I don't see it really.
I don't either.
Yeah,
but
now
I forget what early Jimmy Butler looked like, I guess.
Well, so
I don't. I remember early Jimmy. Yeah, and he was less of an offensive player early.
Yeah, now, he was. Now, here's what I would say. If I wanted to make the comparison, right, what I would say is Jimmy Butler started his career as primarily a defensive player. Is what we think of as Edgecombe, too. I mean, they expect him to be good on defense right away. And I do think the other similarity, I would say, I don't see very much similarity on offense yet, but his body, once he gets some man strength on him, I mean, he's 19 years old, but once he puts on a little weight, I could see him physically being the same as Butler, who early in his career was sort of like, if you ever, he's one guy, there are certain guys where you get to sit close, sort of, you're like, oh my God, like physically, really pop. Jimmy Butler, earlier in his career, when you would see him get close up, he was a physical, like he was something special physically. So I can see that. I don't see the offensive thing yet, but if VJ Edgecombe ended up being as good as Jimmy Butler, I think that would probably be a solid draft pick for everyone.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. The one thing that's so funny about that, like, cut.
Yeah.
He almost talks like he's not even on the Sixers.
Yeah. He's probably never met him.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
The guy's on the team.
Yeah, he's your teammate.
Yeah. The way he talked about him was just like some other random rookie.
So Are you buying Paul George stock or selling it?
Oh, selling.
Selling. Well, it's pretty low. I got no interest in Paul
George. I'm buying.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, well, everything's fine. 55 wins.
All I want to do.
Isn't the over-under only 43 next year?
43 and a half.
I will take the over.
I'll take the over on that.
Well, no one knows what to do. No one knows what to do with the Sixers. No one knows how to predict them because everybody, it's one thing or the other, it seems like. Either they will be
boom or bust.
Yeah, they'll be good or they'll be terrible. Those are the, if Embiid can play plays 45 or 50 games, they're going to win close to 50 games, almost no doubt.
Need him healthy for the playoffs.
Well, but they got to get to the playoffs, as they showed last year. Yeah. I think here's what I would buy Paul George as being normal next year, is what I would say, is that it would be hard. It would be hard for his stock to be any lower than it is right now, what I would say. All right, 215-592-9494. There we go. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Derek?
What's up, Derek?
Good. Hey, I don't want to ask him if he's jealous, man, but I wasn't on hold for an hour, man, so I don't know what he'd be saying when he calls, man. But
get the lawyers involved.
Yeah, in fairness, Derek, I did keep Anthony on hold for like 3 hours one day, so he did. But he earned it, man.
That's a choice, too, though. That's a choice. You know what? That's a choice.
That's what we try to tell him.
He doesn't have to stay on hold.
If you stay on for 3 hours, you ain't got a whole lot going on, man.
And by the way, God bless him. Dude, I appreciate anyone who stay on, but when Anthony called the first time, all he did was obliterate Jack, obliterate the show, scream about the hammer. Like, I'm supposed to put that guy up in the rankings, you know? And now that we've humbled Anthony, now we have a different Anthony, so we've humbled Anthony.
No doubt. Hey, listen, I think I'm going to have – I usually don't, but I'm buying my stock with Daryl Morey and the Sixers, man. I just think –
Morey stock. I own all of it. You're going to have to buy it from me.
Team together, right? If he's putting the team together, I got the Sixers this year. The Sixers they're getting out of the second round, man. The Eastern Conference is so, you know, Halliburton's done. You got Tatum's done. A lot of missing pieces in the Eastern Conference. So if Embiid can be a shell of himself, man, and Paul George can be what he could be, Maxey come back healthy. I think Escom is going to be – he's going to be a player, man. I don't see Jimmy Butler because he's just super, super athletic. You know what I'm saying? But I think the Sixers can make a push this year, only if Embiid can be, you know –
something.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the other thing that they may have going for them is that nobody believes in them at all. So that normal pressure they come into the season with everybody just sort of like – on edge that they're going to be good. I don't think anybody expects anything of them, and I think it might in this year work in their favor.
Yeah, if I
hope so.
Plus
1,100
to win the East.
To win the East.
I'm selling my Saquon stock, man.
I was waiting for someone to say
pretty
that.
High.
2,000 yards again. I just think we can't get caught up in him just coming back, getting 2,000 yards and doing what he did last year. I just don't think teams are going to allow him to do that this year. So I'm just not expecting him to come out and get 2,000 yards. If he gets 1,400 and we win 13 games, like, I'm cool with that. I just think he's got to get A.J., Devontae, and Dallas Goedert more involved in the offense for us to repeat. I just think the same formula, especially with the defense taking a hit, I just think his stock might be trending down a little bit. That's my personal opinion.
I agree. And for me, the thing with Saquon has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with my eyes and his health. And if he looks like Saquon to me and he stays healthy, then I don't care if he rushes for 1,100 yards or 2,000 yards. Then I know that come the end of the season and the playoffs that we are getting that we will have Saquon. I think the interesting thing with Saquon and the defense is – I sort of go back and forth in that. I'm curious what you think of this. Mm-hmm. Is that if the defense isn't as good, also you're going to want to keep them off the field. I think like one of the things the Eagles were able to do last year is because they ran the ball so well is especially in the second half of the year, is the defense wasn't immediately going back on the field. They weren't spending a lot of time. So I almost wonder if they we're all expecting them to throw the ball better. I wonder if they double down on running it and they just sort of spread out who's running the ball, whether we see Shipley run the ball more and try to do it by committee a little bit more than last year when it was really just Saquon.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen this year is that you're going to get what you saw in the Super Bowl. Because I think teams are going to say, Jalen can't do this every week.
They're gonna dare him.
Yeah. So you're going to force the Eagles to try to beat you throwing the ball, and you don't want the Eagles to control the clock and time of possession. You know, like, so you don't want Saquon running up and down the field on you.
Yep.
You want to try to take the ball and put it in Jalen's hands. But here's where I like it, though. Here's what I like, because this is where Jalen is going to show everyone this year that what he did on Super Bowl Sunday wasn't a fluke. It was a window into what the offense can look like when he's playing at that level.
Yeah.
And that's what he's going to have to do week in and week out. And that's not saying throwing for 350 yards and three touchdowns every week, but that is saying when teams load the box up against you, you got to make them pay for it by throwing the ball down the field to open up the offense.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, and by the way, he didn't throw for 300 yards in the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, and he looked great.
And looked great. Yeah.
So I think
they had explosive plays down the field.
I think a lot of the Jalen, there's all sorts of different Jalen criticism, but I think a lot of it, at least a lot of it for me was that's there. It's not go
it's
throw.
Available.
Yeah, it's not go throw for 300 yards. That's when we bring up Josh Allen didn't throw for 300 yards every game.
Right.
It's just like it was there. And I think it'll be there. I hope that what you said, Ike, I hope that the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl unlocked something in the team, unlocked something in his head, unlocked something in Sirianni, and in this case, Kevin Petullo, as to what can be done if they are doing their jobs. Yeah. Because he should be able to do that.
Yeah, I just think if you take away a lot of Saquon's explosive plays, like I don't think he would have had much. He would have had made some plays. Saquon had a lot of like 50-plus yard touchdowns.
Oh yeah,
but that's
seven of them.
There's a lot of drives and a lot of attempts and completions and turns. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Are you guys all on vacation next week at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we all go to the same place.
Unfortunately, man, listen, 2-6, man. Still
wild,
listen
man.
Every day.
Make sure
you're tuned in next week.
Man, I couldn't even.
No, man.
Respect, but I'm a truck driver, so like, I'm used to listening to y'all in the morning show, the midday. I didn't even show you love no week this week because it wasn't him and Gilio. It's like,
oh, we don't like that. What if we got Broads in there? You don't have to hear me for 4 hours every day. What a win.
Yeah, but the
ratings will probably go up.
The hosts make the show, man. The callers right. And the combination of show are the shows, like with the hosts. That's what makes the shows to me. So it's going to be a little different not hearing y'all, all three of y'all for
yeah, well, Fritz will be here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No.
Nah.
Right.
Derek, work all
Derek, you got a favorite thing about vacation?
If I'm on the beach, man, I just like looking at the sights, man. Put on some dark glasses and just look at the sights, man, and relax.
Nice. I feel you.
All right.
Nice.
Man, we all feel you.
All right. All right.
That's all of us on the beach. Pop, pop.
All right, Derek.
Yeah, that's all of us, the old heads on the beach.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. By the way, we did hear from Kate on Twitter. That said, I was just going to say beach snacks are definitely a white people thing, but I can confirm cheese balls and peanut butter pretzels are delish. Can't forget goldfish, too. So yeah, there you go. But the
wife's a goldfish person. She likes goldfish.
Twitter question. Who is being more disrespected in off-season rankings, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni? Ike?
It's a good question. Probably Nick Sirianni.
What do you think the vote is at? Now, you say Sirianni.
Yeah, I say Sirianni.
What do you think the voting's at?
Yeah.
And the voting's at Jalen?
I don't know. What do you think?
Jalen's being disrespected. Yeah, I'll say Jalen. They probably 70% of them think Jalen's
73.3 say Jalen.
You guys are insane.
Clearly, Sirianni's being more disrespected. Now, the only one I've seen, so the Pro Football Focus one had him at 8.
Right.
Gilio had him at 8.
Right.
Most lists for Jalen have him 5 or 5 or 6.
A couple of them had him like 7.
Well, yeah, but even that is right. Like, I still
mean,
think
it makes 5. A lot of sense. Should be no lower than 5. Some people would say 2.
Well, if you want to say yes, right? If you want to say wins, wins certainly count more for a coach than they do for a quarterback. And like, if you're just going to look at Jalen and say wins, then you have to look at Sirianni and just say he wins.
Yeah.
And I think Sirianni's ability to navigate, hard times or yeah, controversy has shown to be
well,
really
Sirianni's
really
year is more impressive last year than Jalen's.
I think so.
Yeah, you can
yeah,
say that, yeah.
Yeah, I think so,
that,
too.
Yeah,
yeah, look at Jack.
He's stupid. Because there was adversity there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, he shaved his head.
He shaved his head. Yeah. He navigated the passing
yep,
comment later yep, in the year.
Yeah.
Yep. Navigated the Jalen Carter little thing in the middle of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that, now I did yell at fans after the Browns game, but it's that,
okay.
That was it. We all have bad moments.
Battle, yeah,
had ups and downs.
Yeah. And who knows?
Sure.
That could have been a positive.
I think.
Well,
and
actually, in fairness to him about that, he wasn't in a combative situation with a fan, wasn't it? More or less,
no,
he was reassuring the fan.
No,
that he was running the ball.
Well, yeah, but he was yelling at them because they were yelling at him to run the ball, and he
but I mean, he wasn't yelling explicits at him like curse words.
I don't know.
You think so?
I could have seen him letting one fly. You
yeah,
kidding me?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
We saw a very different.
Then he got ripped for bringing his kid to the podium.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he was right in that. You don't bring your kids to the podium after you barely beat the Browns in week 6 or whatever. It's like, come on, wait for winning the Super Bowl, then bring the kids up there.
And Sirianni's had a great offseason.
He has.
Great offseason.
I think the right rank for Sirianni is somewhere around that 6 number. I think that the problem
that's
with this
nuts.
Well, 5-6. That feels about
How
right.
How about 3? 2 or 3.
Man. I like Sirianni.
So we have Andy 1. Andy
yes.
One.
And there's an argument between he and Sean McVay.
Well, I put McVay ahead of him.
Okay.
Right, Spikes Rams.
I'll get McVay. I like Sean McVay.
I would rather have Jim Harbaugh. Now, here's the thing on rankings.
That's different than what
the
somebody
ranking.
Has done.
Yes.
And where they deserve to be ranked at.
Right. Because you would probably agree there, too, right? That you would rather have Jim Harbaugh.
Not me.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. But you could see why somebody would say that.
Sure.
It's really the. What's his face in Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton,
the Mike Tomlins,
Kyle
Shanahan. Now Shanahan, I can understand. I think there's a better argument for Shanahan than there is for Tomlin or or
John Harbaugh,
or John Harbaugh, or Denver, or
Sean Payton,
or Sean Payton. I think
there's a better argument for Shanahan.
Yeah, I think so. At least currently,
oh, over those guys.
Yes,
but not over Sirianni.
No. I would have Sirianni over Shanahan, but I think they're in the same group. Okay. I think for me,
I think those are good coaches. I just think he's ahead of those guys.
Yeah,
based on his resume.
I think that's fair. I think the only two that are clear are Andy and for me Sean McVay.
Okay,
those are the only two that are clear. Everybody else is sort of, yeah,
because at least Sean McVay's resume matches.
Absolutely,
and he's a play caller.
Absolutely,
and he's had to start over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's had to start over with new talent, and he had to trade for a quarterback. He took two different quarterbacks to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, so, and he's the one who fixed Jared Goff. He didn't draft Jared Goff. He fixed him.
Right.
And then traded him for Matthew Stafford and then won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And we've seen what they've done. He drafted Cooper Kupp in the fourth round. He got Puka Nacua in mid-round. So, I like Sean McVay.
And then my thing on Shanahan,
and he's won.
Yes, he
I
has.
Like Sean McVay.
Now, Shanahan has not won the Super Bowl,
yep.
But
he's been there twice.
With Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
And like, I know they have a talented team. Absolutely. But
still, with those two quarterbacks.
Yeah. No team's getting the Super Bowl without being talented.
Yeah.
For sure. But to do that with those two quarterbacks, if that coach was here, we would think of that guy as a genius.
I give him credit. Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I give him credit. I can't have Dan Campbell in front of Nick Sirianni.
No. Well, that Gilio had Dan Campbell in front of Sirianni.
I like Dan Campbell. What the hell has he done better than Sirianni?
He's a good coach. Dan Campbell's a good coach.
And they're the same coach.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. And he's carried by coordinators.
I think.
Well, we're about to find out. And Nick Sirianni's had three coordinators.
Yeah. Stock down.
I think the thing with Sirianni is you can have him in the group with a bunch of different guys, but if you do, then you have to look at recent success. And in that case, Sirianni has to move to the front of those guys.
Yeah.
That's why I think I might take Kyle Shanahan over him, mm-hmm. but if you're doing a ranking right now, you can't put Kyle Shanahan over him.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think play calling sometimes is too much weight placed on just play calling.
Yes, I agree. It means something. It definitely means something. Because, by the way, even when you're building a coaching room, that is one thing you don't have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder if you have to go find an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. In the cases of Shanahan and McVay, you already know one of those is marked off with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yep.
And I think that's a huge advantage. But Sirianni, like, to say that Hurts has been disrespected in those things more than Sirianni has, I think is crazy. I think most of the Hurts disrespect has come from the guys who you expect to disrespect him.
Yeah.
Like Chris Sims, you know, like you expect. Like
Spike.
And this show.
And Jack.
Yeah.
I have him like seven.
In the city.
No.
Reluctantly.
It's still seven. It is what it is. The number is the number. All right? 215, geez, give me hell. 215, I can't do anything right.
You're good.
I have Baker ahead of him. Give me a break.
There it is.
Baker and
41
Stafford.
41 touchdowns last year.
Baker and Stafford. Yeah. Some people forget. All right, 215-592-9494. Stock Watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Give us one Philadelphia sports figure whose stock you would buy and one you would sell. And next question today, your favorite thing about vacation. Coming up next, we normally have Elliot at 3 o'clock on Fridays, but Elliot is gallivanting around the globe.
Yep, with his new hairdo.
So we found a real football guy. I knew I told you not to do it. I knew you were going to do it anyway.
Now I want to see it. Let the world see it.
Check his Instagram. This is the only time I'm going to tell you to go to Elliot's social media accounts. So we got a real football guy Friday at 3. Ruben Frank joins us next, and we will no doubt get less mad at Ruben and get better responses than we normally get from Elliot. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.